it's an excitable room, and you understand why. It is the Friday show. It is Neil Atkinson. I've got Jim Johnson. I've got Paul Dehaney. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it is the North London Derby, the greatest game in association football. This is not a drill. Bed yourselves in. Whatever you thought you were doing on Sunday at 2 o'clock, you're doing the North London Derby. It is a great derby because it's a well-matched derby. It's also a great derby because it's got some context, but not too much. And also, at some point, no one is going to say Manchester United Football Club in that voice after the result's gone one way or another. I've also got Rob Gutman and Chris Barber. Chris will be talking about Chelsea at some point. I've been wanting to get him on for about 4 weeks. We keep being frustrated with one another. And for the first time in his life, in his Anfield Rap life, Rob Gutman knows he's just a bit of a supporting act. This is everyone else is the main fucking show today. Rob, me and you, we've just got to swallow it.
Yeah, just come to me for vibes.
Vibes? That's what
you're
on.
I don't know much about teams outside the top six.
But this is very top six.
I can blag it, though.
It's very top six, this.
It's very top six.
There's no...
I could pick a Chelsea team for you, Chris.
Maybe. Top six.
if Gutman's offering you top six...
I'm Chelsea positive, by the way, but we'll come to this.
Yeah, I'm Chelsea positive as well.
Do you know what I feel a little bit like? Arsenal in the wilderness. You know, Europa League for so many years. And then sitting around these... Illuminati of the Anfield Rap.
Huge, Jim.
Dehaney, Bob, Gutman. I mean, do you know what I mean? This is like I've arrived in the Champions
Illuminati,
League.
Illuminati, that's me. Yeah. I'm all over that.
It is. So we will North
Worldwide
London
conspiracy.
We will North London Derby first, and we will go to Jim first because we are more interested in Arsenal. And I apologise for that, Paul, but there's one team.
Oh God, that's just put it all down.
Likelier to be involved in the title picture come the end of the campaign. But all of a sudden, Jim, there are injuries, there are suspensions for this Arsenal side. It's the most ridiculous yellow card imaginable in one sense, but by the letter of the law, you can understand why it ends up going the way in which it goes. And I do wonder whether or not Arsenal have been contexted, which is that all of a sudden referees have spent the summer studying and going, oh, they do a bit of this and they do a bit of this and they pull from the corner, so we'll clamp down on all of this nonsense. And then you've got to watch referees prepping for games. But there are injuries and there are suspensions, and this is a big match, Jim.
Yeah, it feels stupid now, and I'm sure Declan Rice is kicking himself. But I don't think he started terribly well, and he just looked like a man who probably needed 2 or 3 weeks extra off. So it was made perfect sense for him to go and play in a friendly against Republic of Ireland where people were throwing shit at him for 90 minutes, do you know what I mean? So either way, he is going to be a huge miss.